It's time for JT the Brick.
You want a conspiracy theory? I'll give you one. There's no way you can sit in the boardroom on Park Avenue where NFL headquarters are and say the Raiders are going to open up with two on the road against the Harbaugh brothers. What are the odds of that? You're giving us the Atlanta game on Monday Night Football at the end of December. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Now, what you want to thank you, Roger? You just scoffed and mocked us. Like, you're nothing. We're nothing.
JT the Brick.
I'm defending the Raiders. You should be defending the Raiders. Very simple. Make the Raider Nation stand up. Sound off like you got a pair. It's your time now to be heard. You got a flagship station that isn't compromised up north with a baseball team going out of business and another San Francisco football team and hosts that are in the pocket. You got me at the front gates of the Raider Nation trying to help you have a voice on this. So let's roll.
And now,
Raider Nation unite!
Here's JT the Brick.
Here we go. First day of NFL school. We're back. Coming off Labor Day. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. JT in the studios of Lotus Broadcasting, Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, and on that Raiders mobile app. Also, LVSportsNetwork.com. And we are off and running. Our first football show of the year, our first real show of the year, after wrapping up summertime radio, doing what we do. And now all I ask you is one thing. I'm not going to ask you for a lot. Maybe to show up to a remote here or there, do something charity-wise, maybe here or there. I'm going to ask you to bring it. Okay? I gave you summer break, like the teacher. Gave you summer break, and Bobby and I were in here trying to just fight our way through the summer where we had more 115-degree days than we ever had. And we got through it. Summertime radio, the top 10 games of all time, everything that we did to get to today. To get to today to kick off our Raiders coverage for the start of the 2024 season. And I got a lot to say. So thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. I think everybody by now should get on this YouTube channel because you can look at me, see me. You can do it on your phone, your laptop, your tablet. Just subscribe. We're going to be doing a lot with it starting a week from Wednesday at JT the Brick YT and get used to that Raiders YouTube page, which is a monster, and you can find us there. If you're just listening on the radio, you can't call. You're at lunch. You're an evening drive back east, wherever you are. We just love the fact that you're tuning in and you're looking for some NFL content. It's going to be a lot of Raider content, but when football season comes, I talk football. I talk every team. I get into it, the teams that are hot, the teams that are losing, college and pro. It's a sports talk show based on football, and that's what we're going to do. But it's also a place for Raider fans to come and congregate and get after it. And that's all I ask you to do. Just bring some energy here because over the summer, we don't ask for a lot of energy. There isn't a lot of energy. You know, people are kind of not going through the motions. I don't do that. But a lot of fans are kind of taking a break. And you should. Go to the beach. Go to the lake. You're out of town. You're doing this. Now we're go. Now it's ready, and we got to hear from you. So you know the number, 702-365-9200. Sound off like you got a pair, and let's get it going. So here's what I'm thinking. First off, I want to thank all of our partners who are here with us. This has got to be a record in the history of Vegas sports to have, I think, 18 or 19 active partners that are in this show for 2 hours a day. And they're all over, and we love them, and I'm going to thank them. And you're going to hear the commercials. You're going to hear the live reads. You're going to hear some of our partners in studio. It's a big part of the business side of this, so I'm excited. This was a banner offseason for us to get that many people involved in the show. And they all know, because I've talked to them all, it all means everything that they support me in the station here. So thank to all of them. Our lead is always PTs. They fuel the monologue, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. That's the best happy hour in town. That's a great place to go and watch the Golden Knights, the Raiders, UNLV football off to a really good start. Just a place in your community where you can go, where you know there's going to be a sports vibe. If you like gaming, if you want to eat lunch, dinner, anything you want to do there, have some beverages, they got you covered. Thanks again to Golden Entertainment. They also own the Strat. I remind everybody, if you haven't been to Strat in a while, if you're from out of town, look to book a room there, look to check it out. I think you're going to be very impressed. So as I told you all summer, there's really two topics that I have as I open up the show today. Two big topics. One is the utter disrespect for the Raiders coming into this season as an 8-win team. And we don't celebrate 8 wins around here. Never have, never won. It's commitment to excellence. No one celebrates 8 wins around here. But the Raiders are treated like a 3 or 4 win team. Matter of fact, a lot of people are picking the Raiders to win only 3 or 4 games. That would suck. That would be awful if I sat here all year and the prognosticators and the people that are ripping the Raiders are right. And there's a chance. I don't think they're going to be right. I think the Raiders are a better team than most people think. But, you know, you got to play the games. You got to play the games. I don't pick games for a living, but I give you strong opinions on every game. So the lack of disrespect, today as I got up, I had a couple of things I had to do. I turn on the TV. I turn on the phone, everything else. And today's a weird day in sports because it's usually the day that there's change. There's change. New lineups on radio channels. New lineups on TV shows. Most of it garbage. Most of it garbage, but because they're failed. They have to change the shows, and they do it the day after Labor Day. Like, that matters. Like, they do it the day after Labor Day. Like, we're going to launch the new show that replaces Skip Bayless the day after Labor Day. Like, more people are watching. It's just complete nonsense. And then I started seeing the list and the power rankings and all of that, and the Raiders are just getting kicked in the gut. And I saw from Pro Football Focus, you know, 4 or 5 wins. You know, the same thing, the hierarchies, the list, the top tens and all that. None of it's kind to the Raiders. I mean, none of it. But we talked about that, and now we have to leave that behind and go win games. And now we pivot to the Chargers, and we get a chance to go to L.A., and the Raider fans that are going, I stay back and host. I'll go to a couple road games a year. I'm back here anchoring the pregame show and the postgame show from Raiders World Headquarters. For those who are going to the game, we need you. The season ticket holders in Vegas, everybody else, everybody in L.A., San Diego, Northern California that are going to the game, just get there. Get there and support the Raiders, and I know you're going to go. It's going to look unbelievable to hear and see all the silver and black. You got Jim Nantz doing the game with Tony Romo on CBS. They know it's going to be a physical game, probably low scoring, a barroom brawl. And the Raiders have to prove that they are ready for that type of atmosphere and that type of game. And I think they are. But I've been confused this offseason because I think the Raiders got all their work done. Antonio Pierce told me, if you saw the state of the team, I know a lot of people saw that. God, they had it on TV all weekend here in Vegas. And on the state of the team, when I asked Antonio Pierce about Costa Mesa, training camp, bonding, all of that, it checked every box. The Raiders did a pretty good job with all that. And they had a lot of reps. And they're pretty healthy. I know a lot of fans want to know if Jackson Powers Johnson is going to play. He's healthy now. They're bringing him along. And where's Brock Bowers been as of late? And we'll find out more about that tomorrow. And I'm assuming he's going to play because they've been saying that they've been precautionary and he should be able to go. Pretty much everybody else after that is healthy. And thank God for Ricky Pearsall, who got shot in San Francisco, the 49er first-round pick, shot in the chest. And he's back at the facility today in Santa Clara lifting weights. What a blessing that is. Thank God that guy didn't get shot in Union Square and die. Massive story over the weekend. But when it comes to this scenario with the Raiders, I'm not confused. I just don't know what I'm going to see. Because I don't think they got a ton of great reps with the offense. They got a lot of reps. I don't think they were great reps because they split the reps the entire offseason with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. So one guy didn't get all the reps, and the other guy just sat around and watched and maybe give him a few reps at the end of practice. They split everything up, and then they went with Gardner Minshew, which was a very thorough competition. And Gardner Minshew has won it, and I think most Raider fans are behind him. I think all Raider fans like Gardner Minshew. You do. Why wouldn't you like him? He's a Raider. Guy's kind of cool. He's a little bit different. He wants to win. So you get behind him now, even if you're an Aiden O'Connell fan. But when I was in Costa Mesa and at the open practices and whatever, I've seen a lot of balls hit the ground. Devontae was gone for the birth of his son, which is fine. Max was wrecking havoc at all the practices. I didn't see perfection. I didn't see perfection like the Louvre, where I'm walking into a beautiful art gallery and everything's perfect. I didn't see that. So how are they going to play great in their first game against the Chargers if I don't think they've played great? I called the games on radio in the preseason. Did you watch them? They weren't great in those games. They had a couple of good plays here and there. But they weren't going through the motions. They were just following the calendar to get ready for this game against the Chargers. It was all about that. Put some guys in bubble wrap. Slow some guys down. Make sure they get their rest, even though they're rookies, they want to play. And they put a plan in place. Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce, the trainers, the other coaches, and they followed that plan rigorously to get ready for this week. Now you got to go win a game. Fortunately for the Chargers, we don't root for injuries, but Justin Herbert was in a boot. Joey Bosa was in a hand cast club that just came off. So he can't be at his best. And I think Herbert wasn't at his best for most of the preseason. And I'm looking at the Chargers depth chart that I have in front of me in preparation for the game. And it is not a great roster. It's a work in progress with young players. So for Herbert, he's got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, two good backs. Two guys who are going to try to run the ball right at the Raiders. Is Joshua Palmer and Ladd McConkey, are they receivers that scare you to death? I don't think they do. Quentin Johnson's a pretty good player. Tough guy to match up with. The tight ends aren't elite. Raiders got better tight ends. The offensive line is pretty good with Slater and Joe Alt, who just came in, and Bozeman. They got a good offensive line, and they got two big running backs. But that's where it plays the trick on me. Here's what's screwing with me. I know the Chargers' DNA is Herbert throwing the ball, attacking the Raiders' secondary, which is not a great secondary when it comes to cornerbacks yet. I think the safeties are pretty good. So if all of a sudden Herbert's going to start running the ball on first down into the pile, we better stop the run because we didn't stop the run in the preseason. First guys didn't play a lot. Second guys didn't do a good job. And I think every team around the league is saying we can run right at the Raiders. That's got to stop this week in practice. John Jenkins, Christian Wilkins, Max coming down the line to tackle, which he's great out, Malcolm Kuntz. Everybody on this team's got to do a better job tackling, and the linebackers got to fill, led by Roberts, Pelaine, Divine Diablo. Nate Hobbs, slot corner, jumping in, making a tackle. Need it to be. So I don't know what I'm going to see in this game. I have no idea what I'm going to see in this game. I really don't. If this was week 7 or 8, I'd have a pretty good idea for you. I really believe the Raiders have to win this game. I'm all in on a Tuesday. I'm not sugarcoating it. If they don't, you know where to find me. I'll be here Monday. I'll actually be on the radio Sunday on the postgame show. I think they're going to win the game. I think they're the better team. I think they have the better roster. And I think they can go in there and gain control and momentum of the game and win it. I think A.J. Cole and Daniel Carlson are better than their special teams. I think we could flip the field, make a couple kicks, probably be low-scoring game and get out of there 1-0, like last year getting out of Denver 1-0. I would not be shocked if the Chargers won. They're a good team. They got Jim Harbaugh. It's his first game as coach. He's going to have that team ready to go. They have not heard a speech like that. They had boy blunder, Brandon Staley, as the coach. He didn't inspire anybody. Now they got a guy who comes in and blows the roof off as soon as he opens up his mouth. But that's what Antonio Pierce does, too. He's a rah-rah coach. One of his jobs is, as he's figuring this out, he's trying to learn clock management, and he's trying to figure out when to use the timeouts, this or that, is to really have this team jacked up and ready to play, and I think they will. And can you imagine what Max is going to feel like? Can you imagine what Max Crosby is going to feel like coming out of the tunnel in Los Angeles against the Chargers? I mean, I think he's going to be out of his mind ready to play. Now, if Max gets 3 sacks in the game and Christian Wilkins gets 1.5 sacks, I think the Raiders will win. If the Chargers come out and the Chargers play unbelievable defense and their offensive line is pushing the Raiders around, that's going to be a problem. Where are the playmakers for the Raiders? Who's going to make a play? They'll be ready to play. They're healthy. They're ready to go in there and get it going. Raiders have been waiting a long time for this game. And I think the Raiders want to come out and send a message to their fans, the national media, and everybody else and show up and play a great game. But let me tell you this, they got to win the game. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if they get any style points, beauty points. I don't care. They have got to play a clean game and win this game. And Gardner Minshew, the starting quarterback, I hear people talking on shows and other shows, well, he's just got to manage the game. No, he's a professional quarterback. We brought him in here and paid him money for a reason, to go win games, not to manage games. People scared. They want a little blanket and a cup of cocoa. Well, maybe he can manage the game and keep it close. It's not his job. His job is to go win the games. We got the blueprint in Rich Gannon. When Gannon came here and how he won it, Gannon went out and won games. Gardner Minshew has to do the same thing. And then finally, what I think is really important, last thing here, is setting the tone on being a more physical team. Colt Miller is back. Jackson Powers Johnson is going to play sooner than later. If he doesn't play in this game, which I don't think he has to, he's just coming back. If he does or not, physical player. The offensive line's got to be nasty and physical going up against Bosa and Khalil Mack and the rest of this pass rush. They got to embrace the violence that Antonio Pierce wants this team to play with. It's got to be a violent team that doesn't have penalties. Hard to do. Hard to do. But a team that's going to come in there and kick ass and take names and have an aura, be cocky, but control it and don't get stupid penalties and try to come out and set the tone. I really believe that's going to be a big part of this game. Is Max Crosby setting the tone early? Early in this game, Max has got to come out and make a big play and try to carry this team to the first couple drives of the game. Get off the field on defense, knock balls down, tip balls at the line of scrimmage, get off the field and turn it over to the offense. And hope. And then Zamir White. I don't know what to tell you about Zamir White. No one knows. How great could Zamir White be? You know, I think he's either going to be average or above average or great. He's got to be closer to great if they're going to end up winning this game. All right, Raider Man's been calling me as long as anybody. He has the pleasure. I have the pleasure of having him with the oath start off the show to the new year. Raider Man, Black Hole, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, what on, JT? Appreciate you, man. Shouts out, Raider Nation. You know me, I'm breaking a few protocols. I told you already I'm out here in training for my technician, but my tech was telling me, man, that's your passion. Don't let no job get in the way. And you know how I get when it get to my Raiders. You know what I mean? It's like Raider Oath is going to be a standard for us, and I'm praying to get back to that pinnacle. I love to hear it being played regularly on your show. I wish I had the time to call in every day. Right now, I don't. But I got to have this message out there because, like you just said about Gardner Minshew and the rest of the team as well, there is no management. The season is underway, man. We just one step short of kickoff, and it's time to go kick some ass. So unless the hat is flying and on fire, man, cats better pull their head out their ass and realize that this season started really 2 weeks ago. You know, they shortened down the preseason. Dudes need to ramp it up. We took the game off that second preseason game, and I watched this come alive the second half of the third preseason. So I'm hoping that they chomping at the bit ready to get out there and just get the spit and fire, man, because it's time to go. You know what I mean? One thing that's more important. I want to shout out that brother Ricky Pearsall. You already know my personal man. When we met, you met me as Raider Man, but you blessed me by coming up there to the ICU in Highland, Oakland, with George Atkinson to come see me up there in ICU when I took a bullet to the chest. And it's a crazy thing, man, because, you know, it's like it's such a pinnacle situation. It's life or death, literally, from the minute that you get touched with that thing. So to see that brother back in the weight room or back at least at the facilities and whatnot, up and around, hopefully in high spirits. I know the article was presented with his mom involved. It's good. He's got family around him and all that kind of stuff. I just want to just put prayers and some love out there in the space for that brother, regardless of that organization, because life on life terms, man, you know, that's a humanity thing, and people need to be a lot tighter with each other. So I'm glad to see him up and kicking. I'm going to do this thing real short because we got to get the oath. Shouts out to you, Coach AP. This one's for you, Doc, because we've been battered and bruised, and we moved and come back. But our colors don't change. We're silver and black. And this commitment to excellence starts up every year. And no powers on earth will drown out this cheer. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of our mighty silver and black and unto these colors for which we stand. Raider Nation, under a groove, with free speech and liberty, remember the tools. He who has ears, let him hear. I hereby declare I am a Raiders fan. And for every one of you Raider fans out there, know the oath, scream it at the top of your lungs while you're smashing down that freeway. Make sure your window's down, Doc. Wake up the block. Raiders is back, and it's time to get back on the attack. I'm going to see you out. And shout out to Unc Violator, Gorilla, my dog, Senor, Cisco, you know, Thor, all the brothers in the Black Hole doing their best to hold it down. I know I'm supposed to be involved. You know I am at heart. Get me home. I'll holler at you when I'm see one looking at you.
Thank you, Raider Man. Thanks for starting us off. First call of the year, football year, Raider Man, I go back with from the day I started, 1998 in the Black Hole. A good start to the season, good start to the show with the Raider Oath as we are out of the gate here. Look, this game is an important game for the Raiders to set the tone. A lot of people are worried about Baltimore. I'm not worried about Baltimore. We get a chance to see Baltimore play Thursday night. We'll see how good they are. These are grown-ass men on the Raiders and men on Baltimore. They'll have a war battle, and the Raiders will be in that game too. They should be in that game. But we got to take care of business first in Los Angeles. That's the Raiders' house. That's Raider Nation. That's the largest percentage of Raider fans in the world are in Southern California. This is a home game for them against a very good opponent. For years, I've been telling you, the Chargers have been a good team, good roster. We have Tom Telesco now. I respect Tom and the way he's drafted with the Chargers. The coaching wasn't great. And Justin Herbert, for whatever reason, has not found that groove where he's coming in and winning a lot. And that's been fortunate to the Raiders. We hope the same goes for Bo Nix. We've seen how great Patrick Mahomes is. He's great. He's not good. Herbert, to me, is great, elite. But he hasn't had a lot of great games against the Raiders. That could change. Hopefully it doesn't happen week one when he missed a lot of camp and the preseason in a boot. He didn't play a lot. So if you're going to believe that he's going to be a little bit rusty, hopefully it is this game. Charles in Kentucky as we kick off our coverage today. What's happening, Charles?
Hey, JT, how you doing, man? I love your show. I'm calling angry, man. I'm fed up, dude. I have been a Raider fan. I watched him beat the Vikings when I was 11 years old. And now here I am. I'm tired of hearing the fantasy football crap of, oh, we need Shenoni Sanders or whatever, Carson Beck or Dak Prescott. When I grew up, I didn't want Roger Staubach, Joe Montana. I wanted the Raiders to win because they were misfits. I wanted that team. I didn't want to go get, like, every good player and win a Super Bowl. And this show, even not your show, JT, but 9:20 a.m., I hear people on, and I'm not going to mention no names because I love everybody on here, talking about how maybe we can go get that Colorado State quarterback. What does that really mean? If we go get every good player and win a Super Bowl, what have we done? We've always been the misfits. That's what the Raiders are. And it's so disrespectful to Gardner Minshew that, oh, he's automatically bad. We've already counted him out. Week 7, if they want to start all this garbage, how we got to have a quarterback, how we're not good enough. I watched Jim Plunkett win 2 Super Bowls. I watched Rich Gannon take us to a Super Bowl. None of them are number one draft picks. They're not Roger Staubach. They're not Patrick Mahomes. I'm sick of hearing the crap. And if Week 7, we've won 5 games, hopefully our own Raider fans will shut the hell up about us needing Sanders and needing Carson Beck and needing Zach Prescott. Well, this team is our team. I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing it on the national network. We have 2 quarterbacks. We have a good team. This is our team. If we go out and get every great player and win a Super Bowl, what have we really done? I mean, it's like burning me up.
You
so if
tell.
We beat the Chargers, can we please shut up about getting another quarterback right now? Week 7, okay. If we're terrible and we won 1 game, you can start the crap. But I am just exhausted from hearing it. I am a Raider fan, true and true. And this is my team. And Minshew is my quarterback right now. Now, Minshew goes to, you know, to crap, which I don't believe he will. Mm-hmm. This is the best team he's ever had. So I'm sorry to call him complaining.
No, it's good.
Key, but
that's what I wanted.
I'm just tired of hearing it, man. I mean, give Minshew a chance.
Yep.
It's like we got a bunch of fantasy fans out there. Can we go pick? Can we go draft him?
I got you.
What? Yep. You know, it's just I'm irritated of hearing it.
All right, let me jump in. Thanks for jumping in. When it comes to this, you're going to hear the quarterback chatter unless one of the quarterbacks here play great. This team will not win unless these quarterbacks play above their expectation. Above their expectation, period. They have to play great football. And that's really been the theme I've been telling you about also as we continue with this, is that everybody's got to play better than their ability. I point out Divine Diablo, Nate Hobbs, Trevor Merrick. Go down the list. They're good players. They're NFL players. They got to play better. They got to sniff the Pro Bowl. We got to have guys. Malcolm Kuntz had a great year, so now people know who he is. He's got to have a Pro Bowl year. For this team to win, guys got to play better than the stats that they've had throughout their careers with the Raiders or their short career with the Raiders. A lot of these guys, it's a different world, man. They haven't been here a while. Their contracts are coming up. And for everybody who's sitting around going, oh, my God, why haven't they signed this guy long-term? Why didn't they bring? I got people in the YouTube chat. Why don't we go after Xavier Howard, go after this player? They're going to let these guys play. They're going to let these guys prove that they're better than they were last time we saw them play. And we'll know pretty quickly. I think we'll understand pretty quickly how they're going to be. 702-365-9200 if you're a Raider fan as we keep this going. I should have 9 lines packed every day this week for Chargers week. Everybody should be running to the phones, coming after the Chargers, because they can't do that on their sports talk shows. They don't have no ability to do what we can do on a flagship for the NFL. No chance. They're like the 11th respected team in that marketplace. And that could change with Harbaugh. I know how good the Chargers could be, man. I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. But it's important to beat the Chargers and beat them in week 1. I'd say that if it was week 6, week 9, week 11. But just something about this game's got me amped up to the importance of getting off to a good start. Thor from the Black Hole in Summerlin. Go ahead.
JT, what's happening, my brother? It's Charger Week, man. Let's go. Raider Nation, man, let's go. We ready, baby. This team needs to be ready, man. We have way more talent on this team than the Chargers. So we can talk about they got a good coach now. Okay, whatever. They got a better quarterback. We don't know that. You don't know that this year. What has Herbert ever done that Gardner hasn't done? I mean, you know, he's prettier at whatever pass, but let's go. I remember Gardner mentioned winning the last game in Oakland with a terrible team against the Raiders. I remember Gardner Minshew beating us last year in Indy. And so throw all that stuff aside. Talent for talent, our roster is way better. Our offense with Devontae, Jacoby Meyer, the two tight ends, Michael Meyer and Brock Bowers, we're so much better than this team. Go out there and prove it. Shut everyone up. And Raider Nation, when JT says unite, stop. If you're out there and you was talking crap about our team, please shut the hell up, man. Let's go. Be ready. I don't want to hear you crying about we need this or need that until whatever, after the season's over. Mm-hmm. Right now, you stand up and get behind this team if you're a real Raider Nation. Let's go, baby.
Thanks,
Lord.
Let's go, JT. Appreciate you, buddy. Good to see you. We'll see you out there and I know he's die hard with the Black Hole. Good plug for the Black Hole. Go to theblackhole.com and become a member. For $60, you're a lifetime member. I don't know any promotion better than that I have for anybody. How could you not be a member of the Black Hole? They're inviting you to become a member by going to theblackhole.com. Click on memberships, and you can be rolling into games and telling the people next to you, I'm in the Black Hole. And let me tell you something behind the scenes, which no other person is going to tell you on this channel. There's a lot going on with the Black Hole and the Raiders. I'm talking high, high, high up. So you want to be involved with this before the cat's out of the bag. Okay, so become a member of the Black Hole. See what they're doing. Go to theblackhole.com. Nice start to the show. That's all I look for. That's a half hour. I do that 3 more times. I got a guest or two. Only one guest today because we should have started yesterday, but we had Labor Day. Hope everyone had a good Labor Day. And we started today. Bill Williamson, the longest tenured Raider insider, in about 15 minutes. And then the rest of the week, I have our grid set up, our regulars, people behind the scenes that really know what they're talking about when it comes to the Raiders. And tomorrow, I'm at the facility team headquarters with head coach Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, that's what everybody up here is doing now. We're probably doing the same thing you guys are doing, where we're just kind of gathering names off social media to see who's been released, since not everybody's put their cuts out yet. You know, they won't be official till around 4 or 5 o'clock. So, we've done a lot of work leading up to this as far as having reports on everybody and to see who's out there who maybe can strengthen us. And that's what we'll look at tonight and tomorrow until Wednesday and Thursday and see how that plays out.
Tom Telesco the other day, as the Raiders pretty much have their roster set going into the regular season, road game at the L.A. Chargers should be a home game for the Raiders. I want to thank Modelo and the entire team over at Modelo. I bumped into the whole crew. Steve Gomez invited me to go to the Constellation Brands Modelo Suite for the Modelo Kickoff Classic. So I was there for USC as they beat LSU, and that was remarkable. Absolutely incredible vibe. The largest crowd ever to see a football game there, and it felt like it. Walking around that place was incredible. And to see all the signage for Modelo, everywhere I went, on the field, you look right there up against the clubs, you see the ribbon going around the stadium, Modelo, Modelo, Modelo everywhere. It truly was fantastic. So for Nick Richards and his entire team with Steve Gomez, thanks for having me in the suite for the Modelo Kickoff Classic. And can we play Harry Ruiz's call? Harry, who's on this show frequently, Harry was on the Spanish call for USC, and he called this monster touchdown.
Miller más en formación escopeta con el vaquero Woody Marks a su costado derecho. Paquete pesado, personal 12 para USC en el campo con dos alas cerradas. Acarreo de Woody Marks. Marks de la 5 a la zona de anotación. Touchdown! Los troyanos toman la ventaja con 8 segundos restantes en el último cuarto del partido. LSU alzó las manos y dejó entrar al vaquero Woody Marks para su segundo touchdown de este juego. Y los Trojans van al frente de nuevo.
Unbelievable. So proud of Harry as he's come in this building. He's done a lot, and now he has more opportunities in his career. How cool is that? As USC won that game, and they played well. Their defense showed up. Their defense came to play. LSU was freaking out. Their players were a little bit cocky, acting reckless on the sidelines. I don't know what to tell you, but I talked to some people about that game. The Raiders behind the scenes. As I walked around that building, I had a media credential and, again, was invited to go to the Modelo suite. And as I was cruising around, I just saw some people who worked for the Raiders on game day, and they're just shaking their heads going, this is amazing. I'm like, yeah. I had a buddy of mine who's a bartender. My buddy Dags, he's been a bartender at Hakkasan all over town. And he bartends at the Raider games, and he said, I have never seen a fan base like LSU. They tip well. They were tipping everybody. They were drinking. They were 10 deep at the bar. Hey, we want LSU to come back to Vegas. Oh, my God. LSU dropped millions of dollars into this economy. Millions. My wife and I flew to San Diego on Thursday. We saw LSU people coming in. And then when I landed on Sunday to go to the game, LSU all over the airport. Incredible. Modelo, the official cerveza of the Raiders and the official beer of fans with the fighting spirit. Congratulations to Modelo for the Modelo Kickoff Classic. That was a Mount Rushmore event in the history of Allegiant Stadium. That's one of the top events ever at Allegiant Stadium. Let's get back to the Raiders, 702-365-9200. Usually by Tuesday, we're talking, we're framing the game. And then Wednesday, we're really looking for your analysis of how the game's going to happen. So we're looking to do that tomorrow. I interview the coach tomorrow, I think. We're trying to iron that out, so the coach will be on every Wednesday, and we'll be able to talk to him. So I'll ask him the questions tomorrow about the game and the game plan. He's not going to give us too much. For everybody who looked at me over the decades, well, how come you don't tell Josh McDaniels this? Or why don't you say this to Gruden or Antonio Pierce? It's the home team coach's interview. We're not there to yell at the coach. We're not there to berate him because I don't want to get into a shouting match with the head coach of the team. We want to have an unbelievable relationship and give you some information. It's amazing how many people are sitting off on the sidelines wanting to either ask this question or a question that's inappropriate in that setting. It's inappropriate in that setting. Okay, so if you got a chat room and a YouTube page and you want to talk to the coach, ask him. Maybe he'll join you. He joins me every week, and we want to have good conversations about the opponent and what the opponent looks like. 702-365-9200. Old school, original, Raider D in Oakland, diehard Raider Nation. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up, JT, man? I'm so looking forward to the start of the regular season so the fans can really get a look at what we have. I'm feeling really good about it. Can't read so much in the preseason. There are things, you know, everybody will nitpick, but that's what the preseason camps and mini camps are for, so that the guys can get on the same page, new players can get acclimated, and, you know, starting this game, we'll get to know what we have. Me, my focus will be always up front. That'll tell the story. If we're winning battles across the board on both sides of the ball up front, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree. You're a big offensive line guy, D, over the years. Colt Miller being back, they've really held him out a long time. Coming off the surgery, and we're very precautious with him. Now he should be ready to roll. And I think the interior offensive line is going to be okay. The only question mark will be on the right side to see if Thayer Munford can play well. Keep that job because DJ Glaze is pushing behind him.
Yeah, and I think the two tight end sets will help out wherever we're not efficient at. You know, the two tight end sets, something to look out for. We got good receivers. We got a good combination of backs, power, speed. You know, both can catch. So I'm thinking we're going to be all right. That defense is for real. Trust me, that defense is for real, man. And I think we'll be competitive in all the games, and we'll do better than that 6-11 everybody's talking about.
Thanks, D. Good to talk to you. We needed that. Raider D and Raider Man and Thor right out of the gate. Old school Raider fans. diving in is we're looking for young school Raider fans. You know, young Raider fans who've never called this show. Those who are watching on our YouTube stream, whoever you are. You want to get through? You got an opinion? We want to hear your opinion. If not, I'll have all the opinions for you. But we're ready to roll. Hey, Tito's Handmade Vodka. We welcome them then to the show. The original, America's original craft vodka. One of America's great success stories. From Austin, Texas, distilled on the same land where it all started. Go to Tito'sVodka.com for recipes, videos, and more. Tito's, my go-to vodka, right here on Raider Nation Radio.
Yeah, I feel really good about that, to be honest. Just again, I'm going to go back to it. Protecting a young guy that, you know, sometimes you get in the league, you got to be smart. Sometimes you got to protect them from themselves. So that's all it is.
That's Antonio Pierce on Brock Bowers. And hopefully Brock Bowers, I think, should be good to go from what the coach just said. You just heard it from the head coach. We are back, brought to you by Resorts World. Doghouse Saloon is where you'll find our show, the official home of Thursday Night Football. Monday Night Football, best place to watch the game, a sports book on site to place your bets, incredible food and drink specials, an amazing after party with live entertainment, dueling pianos, Thursday Night Football, and also download the Resorts World Las Vegas live betting sports app to place your bets anywhere in Nevada. Bill Williamson, longest tenured Raider insider, he's kind enough to join us today. All right, Bill, first day of school, go time. As we take a look at the Chargers, Chargers got Bosa with the club off his hand. Seems like the quarterback, Herbert's got the boot off his foot. But those guys didn't play a lot in the preseason. Does that give the Raiders a big advantage?
Well, I think more because of Herbert, and I think it's more practice than preseason, is because, you know, I mean, every team has a different philosophy of what they want their starters to play in preseason, particularly quarterbacks. You know, I think practice is the key for Herbert. He's been back for about 2 weeks. I think he missed about 2-3 weeks. But, you know, this is a team with a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, new wide receivers. So I think this is a really good time for the Raiders to be playing this team, especially the quarterback, because I think it might be a little wonky. I mean, week one is always kind of weird around the league. But for all those factors, and, you know, he hasn't practiced much and all the newness, I think we may see a Chargers offense that is a little, you know, muted maybe, for lack of a better word. It might just not be as sharp as what it may be in a month or so. So that the Raiders need to take advantage of it. That being said, the Chargers like running the ball. And if you have a good offensive line and you good attack, you can run the ball in week one. So the Raiders really have to keep that under control. If the Chargers, you know, don't take this thing game over on the ground, I think the Raiders have a really good chance.
You're right about that, Bill. I agree with your analysis. That's why we have you here. You nailed it. They should be a little wonky. They should be a little bit slower. If they looked sharp on offense, what does it say about the Raider defense if the Chargers, who didn't get a lot of work in with a couple of good players there in the quarterback, if they hit the ground running? But as you mentioned, the running game, and you watched the preseason, I didn't think the Raiders twos and threes did a pretty good job at stopping the run, but now Christian Wilkins and John Jenkins, two pretty good players at that position, I think they have to have a big game because the Chargers are going to want to run north-south, right up the middle there, and Robert Spillane has got to fill some of those holes, and Wilkins has got to blow up the offensive line of the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't think what we saw in August is going to be indicative of what we see in week one. I just don't put a lot of stock in the preseason, especially since a lot of starters don't play. Now, the Raiders starters did play some, but again, it's a different deal. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to, you know, with any team, any unit, I don't want to come out of week one and say, okay, the Raiders are going to be really good in defense, or the Raiders may not be as good as we thought, depending on what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, at this week one is just a really weird time for everybody. You can get a win on the road, come back, you know, game against Baltimore. I think you just take it any way you can. And I do think the Raiders defense is going to be strong in this game.
Bill Williams is our guest. What a great job he does. One of the premier insiders throughout the Raiders and the NFL. So Gardner Minshew, want to throw it back at him now, because a lot of fans are saying if he doesn't screw it up, if he can manage the game. I don't agree with that. He's got to go out and win games. He's got to come if the team's trailing, drive him the length of the field, throw touchdowns, move the pocket, sprint right options, do whatever he can do here. We didn't get a chance to see a lot of that, so we don't know, Bill. I'm very confused about how good Minshew can be. Other than looking back at some tape in Indianapolis and Jacksonville and Philly, I haven't seen it here yet in Las Vegas, so there's a lot of pressure on him to hit the ground running in game one.
Yeah, I mean, we with him, it's all about his savvy. He can make things happen with his legs. He's just not a premier player, so there's going to be good and bad. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some highlight film plays by this guy this season, and there's going to be some cringeworthy plays by this guy this season as well, and that's just the way it is. And so that's where people say, okay, if he can just manage the game and not make mistakes, I don't know if that's really his attack. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy that, you know, when he's hot, he's got a lot of guts, and he can extend plays, and he can make things happen. And, we see he does throw a pretty nice deep ball, and he already has a nice connection going with Trey Tucker. I think they're going to try to, put that on display. And, again, you're going to see Davante Adams out there for the first time with Minshew. You're going to see Bowers and Mayer together, for an extended period of time. So there's going to be some weapons that he didn't play with in August. And, but again, I think we're going to see a Raiders offense that's going to be like the Chargers this week. It's going to be a little wonky. It's going to be up and down. But there's going to be a couple of wild plays as well.
Bill Williamson been covering the Raiders 28 straight seasons. For SB Nation, go to silverandblackpride.com to check out all his work. I know you dove into the Chargers roster. We mentioned the running backs, Bosa, Mack, Derwin James, Herbert. Anybody else jump out at you in this roster that they brought in or an upgrade that could be a difference maker in this ballgame?
I think it's the offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think it's Alt, who had a really good preseason. Again, I'm kind of downplaying the preseason, but when it's a rookie, you keep your eyes open on that. And they got Slater. I think they got a much better offensive line. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to see Dobbins and we're going to see Edwards running the ball, maybe Corum, the rookie from Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting – I think the Chargers are going to be better this year. And their young team, I'm a big believer in that coach. It's just his history. Mm-hmm. History doesn't lie. I know people say, he's been out of the league for 10 years. I don't know. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's got a really good quarterback, and I think they're going to be fun to watch as the season goes on. But I do think in this game, I think the Raiders have a really good opportunity to win, and I think the Raiders are going to win a low-scoring game.
Bill, finally, this is a new regime again. The Josh McDaniels, Ziegler regime came to an end. Now it's Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce. What do you think this game means to Tom Telesco? We're just getting to know him. Seems like a great guy. I've been hanging out with him a lot lately, and he's really busy. He was at the USC game, and he's there on roster cutdowns. And they didn't go crazy with some of the money they still had left over to go upgrade the roster. So from a distance and knowing this team and that conference so well, what do you think Telesco thinks about this game and how he's putting this Raider team back together in his own way?
Well, it's only one game, but certainly it's going to be an emotional time for him. I mean, he spent 11 seasons with that team. And, his last time he wore that Chargers emblem was, when they lost to the Raiders in the Allegiant Stadium, 63-21. Mm-hmm. He was fired the next morning with the head coach, Frank Staley. So, yeah, this is going to be a big deal for him. I mean, the trend in the NFL is general managers don't often get a second chance, especially right away. So this is a great opportunity for him. It's going to be emotional for him. It's emotional for Antonio Pierce. This is his first week one as a head coach, and it's near his home in L.A. Harbaugh's back, and a lot of people thought that the Raiders were going to try to get him. So there's a lot of cool angles in this matchup.
Absolutely. That's why I think Romo and Jim Nance are on the game. I think it's going to be a physical game. It's a marquee game in the number two media market against two rivalries that go back to the AFL. It's a big one. Bill, thank you. We'll talk to you every couple of weeks. Thank you so much for your time.
See you, JT. Bye.
Bill Williamson. So he's in our Tuesday grid. We'll catch him 2 weeks from now. He'll switch off with Jeff Sherman over at the Westgate, who is the VP of Risk Management. Tequila Commissario is the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging. And after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. 100% all natural, handcrafted tequilas. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. Tequila Commissario, proud partner of our show. As we wrap up hour number one here, Bobby says I have two more minutes, so I guess I'll fill for two more minutes because, like, today I didn't have one of those shows with seven co-hosts, like one in particular that you, when you have 2 minutes left, it's very easy. Thank you, Jess. Good to see you here, too. Want to thank everybody on our YouTube stream. So what we're planning on doing here is starting about a week from Wednesday to do the show live from the Raiders on YouTube. So we'll stream it in their building. It'll look really good. It'll have all the bells and whistles. You know, this YouTube stream I do is just basic with my laptop and a little light, and my headset, microphone, and all that. We're excited to do that. We're planning on doing the coach, interviewing the coach every Wednesday. Eric Allen and I will be on TV every Monday following Raider Sunday. We still have the podcast, Once a Raider, Always a Raider. This week, we're going to double dip. Phil Villapiano will join us on Thursday at 1:30, and Grant Irons, who was with the entire crew of the Raiders who went out to Carl Weathers' induction into the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mark Davis put that together with our alumni department, and Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How cool is that? Hour number two on deck, 702-365-9200. Let's get some Raider fans this hour excited about the Charger game. Let's go.